It's 10:26 here on this Friday evening, jam-packed happy hour show of JJ and John J. Stremski right here on The Fan. So to set the stage for week 13, fantasy perspective, our dude, Jason Katz over at Fantasy Pros. He's locked in. He's ready to go. Good evening, Jason. What's up, pal?
Happy to be here as always.
Jason, I normally never start you with a question from the audience right out of the gate, but one of our prior callers, Mark in Kings Park, brought a very good question to my attention. He's got to sit one of these guys, Nick Chubb, Raheem Mostert, Swift, Deontay Johnson, PPR league. One of them has got to be on the bench. Who's it going to be?
It sounds like a tough question, but it's not going to be because DeAndre Swift's not going to play. So that'll make the decision easy for him.
All right, so you're skeptical over the fact that DeAndre Swift is not going to play. Now, Jason, before we get into these matchups, how crazy was it for you with all the COVID stuff going on, the Steeler-Raven game, some of the decisions? Did it have you at a point where you played the certainties and the guys that were going to play? Did it help you? Did it hurt you? How did that go for you over the course of the week?
This is going to sound a bit counterintuitive, but as the days kept going on and the game got pushed and moved and everything, I actually became more confident that the game was played. Because if there's one big takeaway from week 12, it's that the NFL's not canceling any games. I honestly believe if they had to push it to Thursday and count it for week 12, they would have. At this point in the season, there's no more bye weeks. There's no more flexibility. Either the games get played or they just don't, and they're forfeited, and the NFL does not want that. No one gets paid. They don't make any of their money. So it actually made it a little bit easier because I just left in the guys. I'm like, you know what? They're going to play this game.
Did you have any maybe inkling to go and take a shot on the Denver Bronco quarterback that was probably one of the worst fantasy performers I've ever seen?
You know, I did, because in general, we saw Tim Tebow back in 2011, the QB1. And to date, he's probably the worst quarterback to ever have a consistent starting job in the NFL. He completed sub 50% of his passes in more than half of his games. He was just awful, but he's still QB1 because of the rushing numbers. So you figure with 24 hours to prepare, they're just going to have this kid run a lot of off-tackle runs, design some short throws, some screens, and they just did none of that. They lined up Phillip Lindsay in the Wildcat. They had him take like five deep shots. It's almost as if the Broncos kind of just protested the game and just said, you know what, we don't care. We'll play 50 minutes and go home, because they didn't do anything to try and help this kid complete some short passes or get anything going.
All right, Jason, let's get it, bro. Matchups of the week. Let's combine them into two. Give me the start. Give me the sit. Let's start with quarterback.
All right, we're starting Ryan Fitzpatrick, excluding
Ryan. Right, are we sure it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick, though?
I'm pretty confident it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Right now,
do you feel that way if it's Tua or no?
No, only if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Only Fitzpatrick. Fair enough.
So, just to be clear, we're assuming he's starting. I think he will.
All right, that works.
Excluding week one, Fitzpatrick has scored at least 18 fantasy points in every start this season. Now he gets the disastrous Bengals pass on defense. Dolphins are poised to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to stick with Fitzpatrick as long as he's winning games.
And who's the quarterback we're staying away from?
I feel like I mention him every week in one way or another, but it's Matt Stafford. The problem with quarterbacks is that you have the clear-cut matchup-proof QB1s and then a bunch of guys that are kind of startable. It's difficult to find someone defending it to bench. I think this week Stafford's that guy. The Bears are one of the best defenses against fantasy quarterbacks. I think they're angry after getting destroyed by Aaron Rodgers last week. So I think the Lions, they may win this game, just to let Matt Patricia know that it was his fault, but I just can't trust Stafford here.
Jason, my running back question for you is going to be centered from a Twitter question we got, because Joe asked Latavius Murray or Alvin Kamara and said, quote, "I can't believe I'm asking this." So is Kamara the running back you are going to stay away from?
He's not. But I can answer that question if you want.
Sure, go ahead.
Over the last 2 weeks, Kamara went from like a 60% snap share down to sub 50%. With Latavius Murray, they're splitting snaps equally, and Latavius is touching the ball more. Kamara has, I think, one catch for negative 2 yards in the past 2 weeks, and he has like two total targets. At this point, I wouldn't have the gall to start Latavius over Kamara, but I kind of think Latavius might be the safer option.
Okay, what running back you all over in Week 13?
I'm all over returning from the COVID list, J.K. Dobbins. He's going to be back for Tuesday Night Football. And he played a season high for any Ravens running back, 63% of the snaps in his last game played. He's the best back on the team by far, and the Cowboys allow 156 rushing yards per game. They've allowed 15 rushing scores.
All right, let's get to receiver. Who do we love? Who do we hate?
All right, we love New York Jets, Denzel Mims.
Wow, getting on board with the Jet rookie this week. Is that so?
That is so. He has played over 90% of the snaps since his Week 8 return. He's seen at least 7 targets in 4 of his 5 active games. He's hit at least 62 receiving yards in 3 straight. He is developing into the Jets' alpha wide receiver 1. Raiders defense struggles with receivers. This is a great spot for Denzel Mims to break out and maybe score a touchdown.
Like Denzel Mims, who are we avoiding?
We're avoiding Jarvis Landry, fresh off his 8-catch, 143-yard, 1-touchdown performance. Just don't chase the points from last week. Prior to last week, he hit the 50 receiving yards threshold in just 3 games. He exploited a bad Jaguars pass defense. The Titans aren't that great either, but they're slightly better. I just think this is a bad spot for the Browns to lose this game.
We got Jason Katz, our fantasy guru from fantasypros.com. Jason, before we say goodbye, I'm going to hit you with a couple of Twitter questions, rapid fire. You ready to rock?
Let's go.
All right, Boyd, Damian Harris, Slayton, or Aguilar? One's got to play. Flex, PPR league. Who do you got?
I'm not sure if Aguilar plays. If he does, it's him. If not, it's close between Damian Harris and Tyler Boyd because Harris obviously guaranteed volume. I think given that the Chargers will find a way to lose that game, so the game script won't get away from the Patriots. That means Harris can get at least 15 carries, maybe score a touchdown. But if he doesn't, he's only getting you like 7 or 8 points. As for Boyd, he's locked into like 4 or 5 catches, but with Brandon Allen, that whole offense is just a disaster. So I think I'd probably lean Boyd. It's PPR. If it's PPR, I'd lean Boyd. If it's half PPR or non-PPR, I'd lean Harris.
Let's talk quarterbacks. Derek Carr in a juicy matchup against the New York Jets. Big Ben against that stout Washington pass rush.
And Derek Carr had a juicy matchup against the Falcons last week, and he didn't reach 1 fantasy point. I actually don't think people should have a short-term memory here because Carr, I think, is a good streamer this week. But I'm fine with going Ben. Ben's just a better quarterback, and other than last week, he's been really good. So I'd go Ben.
Jason, this flex question, we got a whole lot of options, so I hope you're ready for this. Beasley, Lazard, Myers, Tim Patrick, Golden Tate, Sammy Watkins, or Hunter Henry. One of these choices has got to play. Who you got?
Just one. Oh, man, it's a tough one. We've got to eliminate them one by one. We eliminate Henry, the tight end. Eliminate Watkins, he sucks his football. We eliminate Golden Tate, they don't use him. Jacoby Myers, Kendall is just playing awful. So it's between Beasley, Lazard, and Tim Patrick. I like Tim Patrick this week. I think he's going to have a pretty nice game. But I trust Cole Beasley a little more in what I think is going to be a shootout in Buffalo. So let's go Cole Beasley there.
The great Jason Katz over at fantasypros.com. Jason, I may have some late last-minute fantasy questions for you. And listen, I have the luxury of your cell phone number. Others do not. If they do not have Jason's cell phone number, which would be, I think, 99.9% of the listening audience out there, where can they get that fantasy help on Twitter?
I always respond to people at JasonCats13. Big week, week 13, last week of the fantasy regular season. I'm here for you.
Jason, you're the best, bro. Keep at it. We'll talk next week. All right, amigo?
All righty.
That's our guy, fantasy guru Jason Katz. When we come back, the week 13 edition of the Unlocks of the Week, and I've had these finalized now for like 48 hours. That's either a good thing or a bad thing. And remember, we got special guests involved for this week's Unlocks. That's coming up next.